the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Cargill's CEO says he expects food prices to decline in 2023 despite tight global crop stockpiles, especially in oil seeds. David McLennan says he doesn't think the solution is going to be an either-or dynamic. McLennan also says regenerative agricultural practices, greater yields, and more use of technology can increase output so it can meet the demand from both food and fuel sectors. The Black Sea grain export deal due to expire Saturday has been extended for another 120 days. Reuters says Moscow wants its own demands in the deal to get more fully addressed. The agreement protects a sea transit corridor and was intended to help alleviate a global food shortage. Ukraine, a major producer of grains and oil seeds, has three ports in Ukraine currently shipping grain. The Beef Checkoff-funded Trailblazers program is asking for applications for its next class of beef advocates. Trailblazers, developed by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, takes advocacy to the next level by giving participants the tools and training they need to promote beef to new audiences while correcting misconceptions. Selected candidates learn to become expert communicators, excel in media interviews, and understand how to build confidence in beef-related practices when talking to consumers. Applications are due by December 30th. For more information, go to ncba.org.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.